News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Mexican restaurant and cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Good morning. Today is the, July 31st? We made it to that?
Yeah, almost August.
And history and future of Interstate 10 today. So we're live on KTSM AM 690 and El Paso, and El Paso, of course, TV streaming live on Facebook any second now. And it's going to be on the El Paso History Radio Show page. Also on the Facebook page, Remember in El Paso When. And this is the place where we say Texas history begins in El Paso, because we can, because
can.
It does. And we trademarked that, so who cares? Anyway, what you're thinking?
Well, we also want people to know that they can listen to us live streaming on the internet via ktsmradio.com, where it'll take you on the take you to the iHeartRadio link, where you can see where there's internet service.
You got a history moment?
Yes, I do.
You always do.
We're going to learn all about the history of automobiling and how it started the auto tourism craze.
Oh, that's right there what we need to be talking about today, because we have two gentlemen in here talking about the history and maybe future of I-10. We want to say hello to Dr. Miguel Juarez. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome
good morning.
Here.
Jackson.
Good to see you. And who's this other guy? Cito Negron. Hi.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having us.
Welcome here, y'all. And the idea of Interstate 10, actually, Cito, you approached me with this and said, hey, let's talk about the future of I-10. I said, well, okay, well, only if we can also talk about the past of I-10.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, of course. It's a history show, and I'm looking very much forward to hearing
the automobiling
history moment.
History moment.
But you're just do a headline real quick on your thinking, because we're going to focus on you mostly in the second hour. What is your thinking on the I-10 future?
Well, TxDOT's trying to widen the highway and add frontage roads on a 6-mile stretch from Copia to Executive. So that's it in a nutshell. It's not necessary. It's counter to the prevailing national discussion about the role of highways and the history of highways. You all remember Gary Schar, great mm-hmm. El Paso reporter, politics reporter, did a book. He worked for the Contractors Association for a minute after he left the news biz. And he wrote a book about highways and the significance of highways in linking communities. And so the highway system was developed to, it was a military thing, right, in large part. But it also served the purpose of linking communities. It was really never intended to go through communities. And so that history of the highways going through communities is something that we're acknowledging, like we are so many other facets of history. We're starting to really expand our understanding of it. And those are definitely one of those major, major things. I mean, they really define our lives in so many ways. So the headline is that TxDOT's trying to widen the highway and add frontage roads through a really critical part, the heart of our community. And we really need to rethink that approach.
Okay, I think we will. We got Dr. Miguel in here for the first hour. And, Mike, you've got a serious history with I-10 because you wrote your Ph.D. thesis on this.
Yes, I basically wrote my dissertation. I started writing about the Lincoln Park neighborhood, which was Concordia. And Concordia was at the center of many different changes, but actually my dissertation covers the time from when Native Americans were making their way through El Paso all the way to present day.
Did they take I-10?
No, but they established roads where they would travel. And also, as you know, the King's Highway, the Camino Real.
Oh, yeah.
And all these early roads basically carved the path for the future of where I-10 was going to be.
So tell us about that. You went back into how far? No, you mentioned one thing in the conversation a week ago, that there was a need to fix the Chamizal before you could really do I-10.
Well, basically, my theory is they had to fix the Chamizal before they built I-10, because these floods, these historic floods, there could have been a flood, and then we would have had the highway on the Mexican side.
Can you imagine that?
It would have been moving back and forth.
So that could not happen, because, and so they needed to rectify and control the river before they built I-10 and other freeways.
So you got that done. Now, I-10 comes along in the mid-50s. You've got a guy named Tom Diamond buying property through El Paso County on behalf of TxDOT.
Right. Tom Diamond is a very important figure in the history. His name was Tom Mulford Diamond.
Mulford.
And he was actually the city's first right-of-way manager.
Oh.
He had to buy the properties for I-10. He actually is a very interesting person. He received his degree in civil engineering from Stanford in 1956, and then his law degree from Baylor in 57. And so he comes to El Paso in 1958.
Yeah, right away he starts to work.
Right,
yeah.
And then he starts, they start acquiring properties. But then I think he was there only a year, and Judge Woody Bean picked him up.
And what happened then?
And Judge Woody Bean wanted to build Trans Mountain. Trans Mountain. So there is extensive documentation of that in the state archives of early highway department activities, and that's where a lot of that information exists.
Oh, I stop along the way. You're talking about Lee Trevino. Well, what did he find when he hit there? He found a land grant.
Right.
Talk about that.
Well, for the most part, Concordia was named for Concordia, Missouri. John Stevenson was from Concordia. And he came to this region in the early 1800s. He went down to Mexico, and he met Juana Escarate. She wanted to get married. The parents wanted her to get married. So they got married. And so when they were given the Escarate land grant.
That's a Mexican land grant, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Not a Spanish.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Was a majority of El Paso. And so that's how that happened.
But then the Tiguas were discovered by Tom Diamond.
Yes.
On that other land grant.
Right, right.
So he saw this deed and said, what is this? Where are these Indians? I don't see any Indians.
Right.
And like so many people, oh, I don't see any Indians. These guys look like Mexicans to me. Well, they were being Mexicans, because being a Tigua back then, you'd get killed.
Right.
There was a thing in the Texas law that you could form a militia and go after Indians if you wanted to. You know, that was in the law until 1996 when George Bush was governor. Anyway, wow. to the point of your highway, though. He found that, then sent off the Housers. He found Nick in Arizona somewhere, said, come down and figure out these people. He assessed them anthropologically. They turned into a tribe, and he was still representing them. So there's that.
Yes.
But pick up the I-10 history, because that's just some background for you.
Well, actually, in 1915, they built the Bankhead Freeway.
Bankhead Highway.
Bankhead Highway, which is Highway 80. And the Bankhead Freeway was a coast-to-coast highway. And getting closer to El Paso, at McNary, it dipped down south. And Alameda, present-day Alameda, was...
that highway.
The Bankhead Freeway. And it's interesting because people at that time, later in 1956, the Highway Act, they passed the Highway Act, but Texas really didn't, or this part of the state, did not really have the infrastructure to build highways. And also, the location was a big, they basically, there was a highway council that was created by the El Paso Chamber of Commerce. And they were deciding on where to build I-10, where I-10 was going to go through. But it's important to know that these highways, especially I-10, the Native Americans followed the river. And when the railroads came in 1881, the railroads followed the river. And then when I-10 was being built, I-10 followed the railroads,
okay,
up to Bassett. So I-10 is parallel to the freeway, to the river and the railroad tracks, and it's going at a diagonal. When it gets to Bassett, it dips.
Bassett Center.
Bassett Place now.
Yeah, Bassett Place.
Yes, it dips. And so it dips because I believe property values, because it costs money to build highways.
Well, you can see it when you get on I-10 and you're coming in toward downtown. As soon as you get to Bassett Place, you go down in what used to be the old lake bed, I think.
Yes. Yes.
And it's a major difference.
It was all bosky down in that area.
Yeah, right. And good reason. I mean, the river was just all over the place.
Well, at the time that they built I-10, it dipped because they couldn't go straight because Bassett Place, Bassett Center was in the way. And what's on the other side of Bassett Center? Radford, Laredo. Oh,
well, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you have to. Well, they were like up on the ridge there by Concordia. That's what I'm trying to think. The old Butterfield Trail,
right,
actually went on the ridge on the north side of Concordia, and so they were up and never got the water. I-10 just went on the other side of, and when they hit Concordia, I mean, they had to move a lot of graves, didn't they?
Well, the Butterfield Trail basically went through Concordia. They had a mail stop there.
Yeah.
But getting back to the Bankhead Freeway, it was built in 1915 with convict labor.
Oh.
Who was going to build it, right? And because all throughout the South, and El Paso is seen as the southern, the South.
Yeah.
In places like Georgia, Alabama, it was all built with convict labor.
Yeah. You ever see one of those chain gangs?
There's so much history. I mean, I think the highway is really an incredible venue to understand our history through, right? I mean, it's we've always been a transportation hub. Miguel mentioned Native indigenous peoples coming through here. But even before then, that's how animals move. Like, that's right. Just a natural movement.
Yeah, they followed the game.
This is a movement. This is a natural movement place, right? And so... some of the highway boosters note, well, that this has always been kind of a transportation hub. But and we'll get into that in a little bit, right? Because one of the core tenets when El Paso became a city was to move the transportation infrastructure out of the heart of the city because it wasn't compatible with quality of life, right?
Well, but the trains are in the way of traffic.
The trains and all that. But I'm curious, though, because I'm also learning so much. I've been, you know, at this for about a little bit more than 2 years, you know, mostly through a policy and political lens. And hearing this history is just amazing. I'm curious as to whether they, when they got to Bassett, if there was ever a thought of going north and east to go through the Anthony Gap and the bypass, because the Pass of the North is, I've always thought of it as that little box canyon right next to Asarco.
Old Asarco,
right?
Yeah.
And you mentioned the natural history, right? Last night I was at the Keystone Wetlands, and it just like blew my mind to hear like this entire place, like. Up and down the valley used to look like that, you know,
mm-hmm.
All
yeah.
of it, right?
Isn't it amazing?
Right.
Yeah.
It's amazing, right? So the Box Canyon is a very unique characteristic, and then, boom, it opens up once it gets south of that Box Canyon.
Andrew, put up some pictures here, if you would, the history pictures. We get this.
But I'm curious, the Pass of the North isn't that Box Canyon, right? The Pass of the North is anywhere you get through the mountains, including the Anthony Gap. And so imagine how our history would be a little bit different if I-10 had gone through the Anthony Gap instead of straight through downtown.
Very,
imagine
very
what the
different.
City would look like.
Oh, yeah.
And the neighborhoods that would have been saved and all of that. But anyway, sorry.
Right.
You can't do that now.
And I don't think I-10, at one point, they were continuing running it around the city, because when you drive through Texas, right, Fort Stockton and all these areas, there's usually the I-10 goes around, and through the center you have a business road.
Right.
And for some reason, they didn't do that model here.
Yeah, I can speak to that a little bit maybe in the second hour, but just very quickly.
A minute before the break.
Quickly, I think a lot of downtown merchants, this was also a period when America was suburbanizing, right? You had the GI Bill, which provided low interest mortgages, and so there was a lot of home building. El Paso had a lot of cheap land.
Well, you mentioned, right? Bassett Place. I mean, that was a shopping center out of downtown. That was like the first biggie.
So maybe, you know, part of it was, I don't know if that was the case in El Paso, but I assume it was similar to other parts of the country where the downtown interests thought that it would help them by putting the highway right
here. You can see that.
Actually, there was a lot of fighting. Because
not in El Paso.
Never.
There was a lot of fighting because they wanted to know who's going to evaluate the land, who's going to evaluate my property. My property is worth so and so. So evaluation is a big piece of this.
Okay, we got to take a break here. That's Dr. Miguel Juarez here talking about his basically your new book is going to be this topic.
Yes.
And it's your thesis for your PhD dissertation. And Sita Negron is here. And what do you do now that we should talk about? You work for the county again.
I'm a policy advisor for County Commissioner David Stout, but I'm here. He has taken a very strong leadership role on this. Separately, when I first got into this, I did it through my neighborhood association, Sunset Heights Neighborhood Improvement Association. But I also worked for Senator Jose Rodriguez, which gave me access to a lot of information that I otherwise wouldn't have been able to find and understand. Oh, yeah.
That's where I first ran into you. You were at all those meetings we had. Melissa, you're over there?
I'm over here. I'm hiding in the bushes.
I see you actually behind the bushes there.
I'll do the Marty film.
And, we're getting our act together here because we're doing television. And it's like, okay, we got pieces of TV here and there. We'll one day have a monitor for you to look at. Right now, she has to look at the one in the window.
Yeah, I have to go look over there.
Look at the one in the window.
They got a glare. It's
upper right.
Is this our camera?
This is it. Yeah, see.
Back of my head.
I told you this is about a minute delay on Facebook. So you were live on that monitor, but not enough of this. We'll get to it. But Melissa, are you finding people on Facebook looking at it?
Yeah, Cindy Medina says hola from Mexico City today. Oh, she's down there. And Marshall Carter just jumped on, and she says, hey, guys. What other big cities have an interstate highway running through the center of the city? Fascinating if sad. I've been in several of those cities. That'd be fun to talk about.
Mark Flores is over
there. Yeah, Mark Flores is on. Harry from the east side. And
Monica Cervantes from Las Cruces.
There she is.
What a fun thing we're doing here.
Okay.
And that
well,
man
morning,
in the control
everyone.
Room is Andrew J. Polk. Good morning, sir. I hope you're surviving in there so far. Where's your bell? You have a bell? There it is. Yeah. I need a bell. Fair enough. Taking a break here. Come back in a minute. We will take a call or two. We got Dr. Miguel Juarez in here and Sita Negron. We're talking about basically the history of I-10, and then we're going to talk about the future of I-10 because it's here to stay, like it or not. That's how that goes. You got a phone number handy?
Yes, they can give us a call at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home Team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
The Sentinel Group sponsors this paid advertisement for legal services and is responsible for legal services. Attention! Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-399-5446.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation. Call 800-399-5446. 800-399-5446. That's 800-399-5446.
Is your bathroom looking old and worn out? Want to update it, but you don't know where to start? Then let VCI Bath & Shower show you how to turn that old bath into an aisle of beauty and functionality. Our residential bathroom solutions provide the best value on the market, and our customer service is second to none. Our cost-effective VCI Bath & Shower family of products has what you need.
Remodeling our bathroom was a big decision for us.
They didn't make a mess out of our house at all. And at the end of the day, we had a beautiful new bathroom. And it was a great experience the whole way through.
We have the best monthly payment programs in the industry, with payments as low as $68 per month or no interest, no payments for 18 months.
That's right. Get the bathroom of your dreams now and pay for it in 2021. Call 1-800-716-9085 for a free, no-obligation price quote. That's 1-800-716-9085. When you want quality bathroom products at a great price, it's got to be BCI Bath & Shower. That's 1-800-716-9085.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
You can send us an email during the show, ephistory690@gmail.com. And we are the El Paso History Radio Show on Facebook. We are now up there. And you can go there for our weekly promo announcements and the topics of the program each week are going to be there. And we also have a TV channel. We're going to get on there soon with this broadcast. But right now, it's a bunch of recorded stuff. YouTube.com/El Paso History TV. Almost all the documentaries I produced since 1998 are on there for free. Take a look at them. And you can learn a lot about El Paso history listening to this show. But also, if you want a visual or two, go there. There's a whole bunch of documentaries and 20 segments of what we put on ABC7 in the newscasts. And that was El Paso History TV as well. We called it that. And they're now online, YouTube.com, El Paso History TV. They're segments we aired in the newscast with Bernie Sargent, Mr. Cowboy Hat, going around El Paso talking about the history. Kind of neat the way that went. And we're getting comments now. Gunfights of the Old West, a comment on the YouTube channel that said, "Why is Western time so fascinating?"
Oh, yeah.
Answer that, Melissa.
It's kind of like you look at the medieval times, that, you know, with King Arthur and all that. And we kind
castles,
of had
castles, yeah.
Yeah, castles and things. And here you've got the Wild West. It was romantic. It was a wild time as the country was growing. And leave it to movies and books and everything else to you know,
it is
blur
fascinating.
By the stories. Yeah.
We talk about that a lot. So Legends of El Paso's Mountains got a comment. The first one, Gunfights, got a comment from Rody25, whoever that is. Now, Legends of the Mountains got a comment from Robert King. The cross on Mount Franklin was put there in the late 1930s by my dad and aunt from a plane crash. It was 1944, that thing hit the mountain. Anyway, another comment from our San Elizario annual First Thanksgiving and History Festival, a comment from E-World. In reality, the Spanish slaughtered native tribes, and no, some didn't practice sacrifices. I don't mean to sound harsh, but that's the truth. Well, that's history.
Yes.
I mean, what are you going to do about it? It is what it was. So what do you got?
Well, we were talking about Pepe's during the break. We're going to Pepe's this afternoon,
yeah.
And that's where they serve the authentic New Mexico-style cuisine, and they're located at 6761 Donovan Drive. And you can also call to 877-2152 for takeout and catering. Pepe's, or don't forget, Pepe's is the home of the one and only Margarita. So we need to be looking also, oh, this is another one, looking for a top-rated company to manage your rental properties? Then you need to go to Monterey Asset Management. Visit their website at m1ep.com or call them at 915-592-4549. Now, if you're also looking to sell, buy, or rent a home, then you need to contact Patrick Tuttle at Legacy Real Estate Services. Patrick is one of the top producing realtors in the area, so you just need to give him a call at 915-588-1850. And our newest sponsor, State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson. He's like a good neighbor, but with a better phone number.
Ha.
And that phone number is 915-581-0000.
Can't forget that one.
Yeah, really. Call Ralph for all your insurance needs.
This is a very short segment here. I got one more announcement. Here it is. Our pictures today are on our Facebook live stream or from the Facebook page, Remember El Paso When. Credit to Barbara Givern Bainey and Edgar Herrera, and also from the Texas Department of Transportation and from the El Paso Herald Post Records, MS-348 C.L. Sonicson Special Collections Department, University of Texas at El Paso, and special thanks to a special collections person, Claudia Rivers. And you know why I said that, Miguel, because you go get stuff from her all the time, I'm
right,
sure.
Right. She has great stuff. The history of El Paso's highways and I-10 is actually all over the place. The TxDOT has a photography library that I visited. They have the librarian there, very helpful. She has a ton of stuff. But unfortunately, you can't go into TxDOT's archives and just dig. You have to file a Freedom of Information request.
For real?
Right.
On everything?
Oh, on everything.
I want a picture of dirt. Oh, no, you can't get that.
No, no, no. You have to file.
Not on private.
State, and they charge you, too. It's not.
Oh, well. Yeah, stuff happens.
It's the government.
Right,
but
right.
The thing is, the pictures are there if you want to do something.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Like you made your dissertation, but that's becoming a book.
Yes. Well, but you also have to know what to ask for. If you don't ask for something specific, you don't get it.
They don't volunteer help.
No, they don't say, you should look at this other section. Well,
Claudia will do that.
Well, yes, Claudia will do that, and she's been very helpful. And I really want to thank Special Collections because when I was there researching at Special Collections, Eva Ross, who came up to me, and she says, have you ever looked at the planning collection, the El Paso planning collection? And I said, I didn't know it existed. And she says, yes. Let me give you the finding guide that I prepared because I inventoried the collection, 100-plus boxes of material.
Well, they're very good up there, UTEP. So, and anybody can go there and look at stuff. It's worthy. It really is.
She and Abby Weisner, they are one
Abby, they were in here last week. It was great to talk to them. All right, taking a break here one more time here. We're going to come back in a bit. Any more people to talk about on Facebook? We'll get to all of them.
I'm busy posting onto other sites right now. Wait, let me see if I can get back. Linda Hart-Goggin just jumped on. Let's see. Oh, Rick Melendez, good morning. Margie Reveles Benton's on now. So we got some new people that jumped
on. What a great audience.
Andrew, you worked on that audio. Somebody said there was double audio from it. He got that figured out. Okay, fair enough. Taking a break here. Come back in a minute. And look at Facebook, El Paso History Radio Show. Back in just a moment.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell property. See the new website, m1ep.com, m1ep.com. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca, 915-592-4549, 592-4549. El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Can you name the three habits of healthy hygiene? We shower, we brush our teeth, and we... Wait a minute. What third habit? Think about it. The pandemic's reminded us that the nose is your body's filter against a constant invasion of airborne germs. Your nose traps allergens, bacteria, and viruses, but like any filter, the more it's clogged up, the less it works. Now it's easy to clean your nose with Navage. My name's Martin Hoke, and I did not invent nasal irrigation. It's been around thousands of years, but I did invent Navage to make nasal irrigation easy for everyone. Navage uses powered suction to flush out germs that cause congestion, or worse, can make you very sick. People love Navage. It has 4.7 stars with over 70,000 online reviews. And over 2 million people use Navage to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Go to Navage.com or find Navage at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, Bed Bath, and select Walmarts. Make cleaning your nose your third habit. Navage. Clean nose. Healthy life.
Sometimes life is wonderful. And sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-815-4342. That's 800-815-4342. 800-815-4342.
News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
As always, the San Elizario Historic District, they're always active. Check out their events at culturalheritagesociety.com/events. Al Borrego has set up his annual trek and conference for August 6th through 8th, coming up soon. And they're going to go to places in Mexico on the Camino Real de Tierra Adentro, travel to Janos, Casas Grandes, Mata Ortiz, San Diego, and Colonia Juarez. 8510093.
That's going to be on the County Commissioner's Court agenda on Monday.
That one is?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because Al Borrego has really got that end of the county looking sharp. And, you know, he's reaching down into Mexico.
That's
and pulling all those people up with Sister City stuff. What do you got?
Well, on August 18th, we'd like you to join a celebration of our mountains for two special programs. This will be, in the morning, August 18th, you can go with Dr. Paul Hyder, and he will have a lecture tour in downtown El Paso called Alligators, Bats, and Owls. You'll be looking for beasties in the decoration of buildings and San Jacinto Plaza Park. And you need to make your reservations right now via Tom Lee Events at 915-533-048. Then at 6:30 p.m. that same day on August 18th, you'll be able to go to Keystone Heritage Park to listen to Dr. Paul Hyder discuss one of our least favorite vertebrates, rattlesnakes. Hyder's will be speaking on Watch Where You Step. The lecture will introduce you to a number of rattlesnake species and discuss various aspects of their life and history. Keystone Heritage Park is located at 4200 Donovan Drive and in the Upper Valley. And we want more information? Call Jim Tolbert at 915-525-7364 for the tours.
That's a good thing to do.
Yeah, it's great. Well, I love it. That's what Keystone's all about.
I'd like to just throw in another, you know.
Today, Cito Negron.
Today, you know what's happening?
What?
Dr. Max Grossman's leading an architectural tour.
We have that as an announcement.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to preempt you.
It's totally
just,
sold
there's
out.
So much happening.
It was oversubscribed.
There's that interest. So I wanted to, you know, you mentioned about history in the past, right? And I'm sure you agree with it. Like, I see history more like a river, right? We were in northern New Mexico a couple weeks ago, you know, and we were on the Rio Grande. And when we got home a couple days after we had been on the Rio Grande rafting, right, I thought to myself, I wonder if that same water that was in the river beat us to El Paso or not, right?
It may have.
And it may have, it may not have, but the idea is, like, history is more like a river. It's not really dead, right? It's not something that happened in the past, you know. Is that water that was up there that's now down here, is that not still part of the river?
You know? It's all connected, obviously, but you can't go back and change what's getting in the river up there because it's already happened.
You can't, but what you can do is you can change how you react to it, the stories you tell, and what you do in the future.
I think that's the really key part. Going to head toward I-10 here in a second with this conversation.
Well, we could, yeah, we could. We could also talk about other theories.
No. let's talk to Miguel because we got him here. The history, how far did we get in reciting your dissertation, actually?
I think we got to the Bankhead Freeway.
Keep going. Okay. This is the long segment. Go for it.
Yes, where the Bankhead Freeway was built in 1915 with convict labor. And it basically, it's a coast-to-coast highway. Close to El Paso at McNary, it dips, and it becomes Highway 80, Alameda, all the way to West El Paso. And it's... when I was doing research at the State Archives and looking through the Highway Department, I saw a letter that was sent to the Highway Department Director, and there was a little pre-posted note stapled to the corner, and it was by Hofner Hill. Hofner Hill wrote the letter, and then he sent it to the director, and he had like a little note stapled to the corner, and it said something like, "I know they're going to accuse me of trying to sell you my land to force your hand to build I-10 through this area, through the sand hills. Years, millions of years ago, El Paso was underwater.
Oh, yeah.
And then when the water receded, it created two beaches. One beach is the sand hills in the United States, and the other beach is El Valle de Juarez.
You can see it.
And you can see it. And yeah. You can see it. I have aerial photographs where you can see. And in between the ocean lift are the minerals, are the fertile valley.
Yeah.
So basically, Harbner Hill was saying maybe it's time for the people in the sand hills who own property, if you build I-10 through there, to benefit, because the people in Highway 80 have benefited for too long.
Ah.
Or something like that. So basically, later, after he sent that letter, 2 years later, he and his wife decided to deed their land that was at the 375 and I-10 to the Texas Highway Department, therefore forcing their hand, because they got it for a dollar, to run I-10 through there.
Oh, that's excellent. Now, the I-10 as it is, the path it took, we've got pictures of showing how the destruction occurred, block after block after block, and so many people were displaced big time.
Right, and I think they also decided to run I-10 through that area, because that area where they want to widen the freeway now was redlined in the 30s due to the Depression.
What do you mean by redlining?
Redlining is it's a bank term. They had valuators. The Homeowners Loan Corporation came up with a policy that they're going to evaluate land, and race factored into the theory. Anywhere there were African Americans living there, they devalued the land.
Oh, boy.
And so the area that we're talking about, Executive Center, more like downtown to Copia, historically was redlined. There's a map from 1933 that I found at the National Archives that has it redlined, which means it's been devalued because African Americans live there, because it was close to where the black community lived.
So we're not going to pay as much.
You couldn't get, it was redlined, but also you couldn't get loans.
You couldn't get loans.
So a system evolved that diminished the value of those neighborhoods, right?
Yeah.
Yes, and you know your largest asset for you personally and the family is your property. It goes down to your descendants.
Oh, I thought it was my intellect. I'm sorry. Yeah, no. I got a good laugh on that one. Huh?
No,
did I say it out loud?
You know, property is king.
Oh, yeah, no, I know it is.
So,
yeah, yeah.
But I also, the I-10 went through its route because it's also related to the Kessler plan, right, Zito?
You mean the 1925 city
plan?
Yes,
yeah.
That was a biggie. 25 was a huge plan for El Paso.
Well, it was a groundbreaking. It was part of a wave of city beautiful, I think the term is. I'm not an architect or urban planner. So I'm not 100% sure if that's the right. The city beautiful was a movement. I don't necessarily know if this plan was.
That plan was a benchmark,
part of it, but
though.
It was a benchmark plan for us. You know, it was very similar to the Kansas City plan. I think Kessler is famous for doing that plan. Kansas City is known as the city of fountains. And so there were some very amazing ideas in that plan that unfortunately weren't carried. There was also some racial ideas in that plan that are very unfortunate to see. And you know, but again,
there it is.
Those things shape the form and function of the city that we still live with.
Yeah.
But the part of it that was, you know, amazing was like getting rid of the rails through the heart of the city. That was a key part of it because it wasn't compatible with the quality of life in the community, not just transportation patterns, not just, you know, being able to cross the rails, but also, you know, the noise of the engines, the pollution of the engines,
the traffic
honking the horns, all of that is just not really compatible, right? And there were other amazing ideas like flat bridges connecting El Paso and Juarez with friendship plazas, international friendship plazas on either side, right? So like the idea of Kansas City as a city of fountains, El Paso as a city of welcome. And we can see what's happened about that, right? And you mentioned before, we got I-10, we're stuck with it. You know, not necessarily. You know, Veronica Carbajal said something really that I thought was really profound, right? It's just a result. These are not ordained, preordained. There's no magical power that makes all this stuff happen. It's just the result of decisions that people make, and they could make other decisions, and we could make other decisions in the future. So, you know, is it easy? No, but we can think differently about our valley, about our relationship with Juarez,
okay,
about the highway.
I can see where it's going here. You want to dump I-10, make it go through Anthony Gap, and then put parks right down the middle of what used to be I-10.
I think that would be a wonderful
idea.
Yeah,
now I knew that.
Then that's not something that I think is really possible in this iteration, right?
Yeah.
Because these things run in, as planners say, iterations. So every 30 years or so, they're reevaluating what we're doing, right? So why double down on something that may not be necessary, that does a lot of damage in terms of pollution and all these other negative effects, when we might have other options in the future that increase the value of El Paso. But we could get more into that in the second hour.
Yes.
I want to hear more of Miguel's history.
Yes, and I want to say that the Kessler plan basically influenced where I-10 was going to go. It was, so based on the recommendations of the Kessler plan, they came up with something called the thoroughfare plan. And it was approved by Raymond Tellez and El Paso City Council on March 31st, 1960. So they came out with this report, and it followed some of the suggestions from, it was an updated Kessler plan.
I see what you mean. Okay, I see where you're going. Right, so that wasn't, I didn't remember that in the 25 plans. I was a little stumped.
Right.
But 1962, and starting in 1960 with some initial studies, but in 1962 the city officially produced an updated plan El Paso, right? So again, in iterations, right? 25 to 62, what's that, 27 years if I can do math right?
What year?
From 62 to the 90s, there was a plan in the 90s, and then in 2012 we had another plan. So these things are iterative, and by 1960s the folks in El Paso saw what was happening in California, right? A little bit of Dallas. I don't think Dallas had really exploded yet the way it is now. I mean, Texas is really the new California in the sense of urban development and sprawl and all that. But El Paso, I think, the folks in El Paso saw what was happening in California.
And we want
they
that.
Had acquired a bunch of cheap land. We had the PSB and I think, you know, a completely new scheme. So the 1962 plan, I don't think, was really it had some important distinctions from the 25 plan, which did not contemplate this type of urban sprawl that developed.
Well, what's the open date for the I-10? What was the open date they put traffic on it?
I think it was it was about 1970.
No, it was before that.
It was 16.
No, they started planning it.
In December of 68, I saw an article in
I drove on
newspaper.
It in high school.
Yeah, in 68. In December 68, they said they were going to try to open it by June of 69.
I think they did.
So we're in the ballpark, 69.
No, but 70, I mean, it was 68, 69. A lot of things going on there. Interesting history. We've got to take a break here and come back. Miguel Juarez is here along with Sita Negron. And Melissa's over there in the bushes.
I'm in the corner.
I'm sitting.
Was it the Marty Feldman character from Laughing that was always in the bushes with the little
That's you.
Now it's behind two ferns.
That's the updated version.
But the camera view is different. You know, doing radio on TV is kind of weird, but we're getting used to it. Anyway, taking a break here. Call us if you need to. What's that number?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson is ready to help you combine home and auto and save here in El Paso. Call 915-581-0000 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
It's been called the new socialism, more and more lawmakers suggest the goals of which are universal basic income, free health care, free college, and more. Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism, AOC, and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's spending programs are already costing you proposed trillions as inflation is soaring. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight. Find out why socialism doesn't really work and how it actually can cost you a lot. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them and demand Newsmax or you can switch. Also, find Newsmax for free on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. more than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's news they can trust.
Celebrate the return to live for 5 days only. From July 28th through August 1st, get $20 all-in tickets to see your favorite artists. Supplies are limited. Go to LiveNation.com and see what's coming to your city.
Join Brian Birds of the Brian Birds Home Selling Team every Sunday morning at 7:30 a.m. for real estate tips with Brian. The best in El Paso when it comes to selling. Brian is an expert in real estate. Listen every Sunday from 7:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. on KTSM AM 690 for tips on buying or selling your home. Info on what's going on in the market today and much, much more. Real estate tips with Brian every Sunday morning at 7:30 on KTSM AM 690.
Staples Connect has amazing prices for everything on your back-to-school list. The TI-84 Plus CE Graphing Calculator is just $99.99. That's a $50 savings. In-store only, offer ends 8-1, limit 2. Visit your local Staples store and be more than ready for school. Staples.
We're here talking to one of the fastest-growing invasive species in Texas.
Hi, I'm Giant Salvinia, nasty invasive species. I double in size every week.
I understand you destroy Texas lakes and ruin fishing.
Oh, yeah, that's my thing.
And that would be why boaters, fishermen, and skiers hate you.
Yep, but they do give me rides from lake to lake.
Folks, Giant Salvinia clings to boats, trailers, and gear, so remove even the smallest piece and put it in the trash.
Don't tell them that!
Hello, Giant Salvinia. Goodbye, Texas Lakes. A message from Texas Parks and Wildlife.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We always like to mention McGoffin Home, great place to go. It's a Texas State Historic Site in El Paso. And you call them up and go down there and see what they're up to, 533-5147. And guess what the address is, 1120 McGoffin Avenue. What a coincidence. Go ahead.
Well, this summer, Mission Del Rey is offering El Pasoans and their visitors something special for the whole family with an exclusive 20% El Paso History Radio Show discount. Bring the kids in and let them visit the old El Paso that they've built there, and they can get their pictures taken in the jail or leave them there all day while adults will find.
That's doable, yeah.
Hey, I would have done it with mine.
I'm there.
Yeah, I saw, yeah, everybody's over that one. And you'll find some great deals on hundreds of Southwestern home decor, souvenirs, and unique gift items to send to folks back home. And then there's a cool water and treats for shoppers are traveling with their pets. And you can visit Mission Del Rey today and mention the El Paso History Radio Show discount for your 25% off store-wide discount. Or go online to missiondelrey.com to shop.
We like these people because they support the show. What can I do? We talk about it. All right, Miguel Juarez, we got you for a little while longer. Where do we need to go on the history to get the picture of what happened here? Was it a planning thing in 25? Kind of followed in the 60s.
Well,
what?
Well, basically during the Cold War, the 50s and 60s, there was a lot of interest. Well, they had conferences to talk about highway building in context to being bombed by the Russians. And so basically during the Cold War, a lot of during the mid 60s, there were many defense and highway maps. The maps were maps of the proposed path that the highway was going to go, but they were at the bottom. It would say defense and highway maps.
Oh.
It was a defense issue. On October 30th through November 10th, 1961, El Paso hosted a 2-week national security seminar that was programmed by the Armed Forces Industrial College, sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce and Texas Western. They had about 1,500 people attend this this conference at McGoffin Auditorium.
That's big, yeah.
So it was an issue regarding national security and so forth.
interesting history there. So how we got here is a compilation of a lot of things that you did your thesis on, and
yes.
it's turning into a book.
Yes.
What's the name of your book going to be? Eye on I-10 or something like that? No.
Color. No, it's not going to be Colors on Desert Walls. It's going to be basically From Concordia to Lincoln Park, a history of highway building in El Paso, Texas. Because I framed the whole history around the creation of Concordia, Lincoln Park, the battle to have TxDOT move some of those ramps, not to destroy Lincoln Center. So where it started me writing about Lincoln Park, and at some point I said, "Well, wait a minute, all the freeways crisscross the Spaghetti Boy, Lincoln Park. If I don't write about each freeway, they're going to say." It was in front of your face, Dr. Juarez. How come you didn't write about whatever? So, and when I initially approached my advisor, he said, it's going to take you 20 years to do this. I go, no, it's not going to take me 20 years. But that's why I became interested in how the highways basically displaced the community when they were built.
And Lincoln Center, you think that's going to be something
yes.
in the future?
Yes. Yes, it's going to be. We recently had... A person stepped forward, an actor, and he says he wants to help reopen Lincoln Center.
How about we make that the Mexican-American Cultural Center?
Well,
we can't do it.
Yes, well, the organization, the Mexican-American Cultural Institute, has been negotiating with TxDOT with the support of Joe Pickett. Joe Pickett is also a very knowledgeable person regarding I-10.
Yes.
He would tell you, why, if there were any issues regarding I-10 dipping right before Bassett Center, because he was a teenager during that time, and he knows a lot of this history.
Interesting stuff here. Well, Cito, we're going to talk more about the future of I-10 in the second hour. And Miguel, you're going to stick around for a little while.
Yes.
Dr. Juarez now, you see. I knew you when you were just Miguel.
Yeah. We knew him when he was a student.
By the way, any relation to Benito or how would you know?
No. No.
It was an interesting idea. Right, I thought I'd better ask. Right. Okay. We got about a minute here. No, we don't. That's the music. That's my music. I was a minute off. And we're going to come back after the news and continue this conversation. Cito Negron and Dr. Miguel Juarez. And we're going to do and you earned it. My God, dude, you earned that title, so why not? And Andrew in the control room, thank you kindly. You're going to be here next hour, Andrew? Otherwise, thank you. We're in deep sticks or not. Melissa, you're coming back.
I'm coming back.
All right, enough of that. We'll see you next hour.
I want to tell you that I had a...
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita, and by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.